Hello and welcome to Leading Words, words that God Himself separated and placed in the Holy Scripture to ensure that you may receive everlasting life. Words that Jesus Himself parsed and stated that they are life and they are spirit. Welcome again to words that will lead you to life everlasting. Everlasting words. Today, as you can notice, we are drawing closer to the Christmas season. Might as well I say we are in the Christmas season, drawing closer to the day of the nativity celebration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to read a little scripture for you that will open your eyes a little bit more to the advent or coming of Christ even to our midst here on earth. Listen to the scriptures in the book of Luke, chapter 2. It read to us as follow. It says, "And it came to pass that in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria." Then it continues stating to us, "And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city." Now, I want you to notice how Luke is stating these facts. He says, number one, that Caesar Augustus, the emperor of Rome, made this decree, and he wanted to have the census to check on the status of everyone in Israel. But he corroborated this fact, telling us also that Cyrenius was the governor in Syria. So Luke is using two independent sources to let us know that this story that he's about to tell us is a historical narrative and a historical fact that happened during the reign of two mighty, powerful, and influential leaders in this world. One, the emperor of Rome, and two, Cyrenius, who governed the northern area of Syria, northern part of Israel. So he's saying these two guys are witnesses that in during their reign, this event began to happen. What event? Well, the bigger reign is going to take place, meaning the coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to rule in our midst. So then he says now that Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto a city, or the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. It says, "And to be taxed with Mary, is a spouse wife, being great with child." Let's go to the second part of this incident here. Number one, he said, it happened during the times of Caesar Augustus. And then he said it happened also while Cyrenius was governor in Syria. That's on the northern side. Well, the decree stated that every person should be taxed, so meaning every person should be registered to report themselves. And the idea is that Caesar Augustus wanted a real, tangible, and factual count of people in Israel. And it seems that it's very clear the reason why. And the reason why was to establish a levy, a tax on all the people. So if you know exactly how many people you have, you will know exactly how many tax you can get and how many revenue you should be expected to get out of them. So he's sending everybody back home to be registered so he can tax Israel, because Israel was a subject of Rome. Rome ruled over Israel. So now that this is happening, it is said that now every citizen of Israel was supposed to go to their little town of nativity. So what happened? Since Jesus Christ, his family, his mother, and his stepfather, Joseph, since they came from the city of David, they had to walk back now from Nazareth straight to the city of David where they should be registered. Now, this is quite interesting because this city is called Bethlehem. Bethlehem. And it is called Bethlehem because Bethlehem is two words that put together made up the name of this city. Beth. Beth is the Hebrew word or noun for house. Beth. Beth. It means house. And Lehem is the name or, you know, for bread. So Beth and Lehem. Beth mean house, bread. Lehem, the house of bread. Well, the house of bread, normally in our vernacular, if you said to somebody, I am going to the house of bread, you really mean you are going to the place where they make the bread, the bakery. So the house of bread will be the bakery. And ironically, if you want to call it ironically, but incidentally also, you can say, well, look at this. Jesus Christ is to be born in the city of David, and the name of the city of David is Bethlehem, house of bread. And Jesus Christ is going to be born in that city. He's going to be born in the house of bread. So what is it saying to us? Well, it is practically depicting the character of Christ. Later on in John chapter 6, Jesus Christ is going to call himself the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven and came down here to give you life. Since he is the bread of life, then where should the bread of life come into existence or come into manifestation? The bread then should be born in the house of the bread. You see that? So Jesus Christ, the bread of life, came here on earth and became a man, a human being. He became a person, not a person, but I will say he became human in the house of bread in Bethlehem. The divine person became human. In other words, he adopted the human nature, but he did it in the house of bread. And then he called himself the bread of life because he came to give us life. There is a second thing that is of quite interest to all of us. Again, now it is saying that he is born in the city of David because Joseph and Mary, they belong to the city of David, and they are from the lineage of David, so they go back to the city of David. But why else is it called City of David? Well, it is called the City of David also because David was born in that city and practically grew up in that city. David, as a little boy, as a young lad, he ran around that city called Bethlehem. But there is something fabulous about Bethlehem and the life of David. Because notice now that David, growing up in this little town called Bethlehem, had a special calling, a special vocation on his life. Everybody called David the shepherd boy, the shepherd boy. He was a shepherd. He loved sheep. And since he loved sheep so much, now you need to ask yourself, where did he rear up these sheep? Where did he begin shepherding these sheep? Well, in Bethlehem. You see, Bethlehem is a quite interesting place because in Bethlehem, people will run out there, lots of shepherds went out there to rear up and shepherd their sheep. David was one of them. You can remember the scripture talking about David shepherding sheep. And all the time, anytime you ask David about his vocation, he would tell you, I am a shepherd. Because he loved the sheep. He loved the lambs. He loved the sheep. This place called Bethlehem is very unique also, because in Bethlehem there was a big tower called a Migdol or a Magdol. This tower was on the outskirts of Bethlehem, like 200 paces outside of Bethlehem. Bethlehem, a little small little town. But on the little outskirts of Bethlehem, on the road between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, a little road to run from Bethlehem to Jerusalem up the road, there was a tower there. And they called the name of that tower Migdol, Migdol, Migdol. Because the word Migdol means tower in Hebrew. So a tower is a Migdol. You remember there was a lady in the New Testament by the name of Maria Magdalena, Magdalene, right? Magdal. Notice the first half of her name, Maria Magdal, Magdal. That word Migdol, Migdol, Magdol, Migdol, you see, is the same word. It means tower. What they're calling her, Mary the Towering One, meaning that perhaps she was born in a city or little town that had a tower, and they call that town Magdala, meaning Magdal, Migdol again. There you hear the word. Mary from Migdol, Mary, the one that come from this town that has a tower. Perhaps also it could mean that she was a tall lady and they call her Mary the Magdol, the one that is tall like a tower. You see? So that's where that word Migdol or Magdol came from. So there was a big tower called Magdol in Bethlehem. But there was another name beside it, and the word was Magdol or Migdol Eder, Eder. And Eder means flock, the tower of the flock. You see that? Because lots of shepherds will carry their flocks around that area of Bethlehem. It seems like the pastures around there were very good, and they could keep watch over their sheep, and they could feed them. It looked like there was the area was luscious for feeding sheep. So David grew up in that area, taking care of his father's sheep. Remember when he went out to fight with Goliath? The brothers asked him, "Who did you leave our father's sheep with? Those few sheep, who did you leave them with to come out here to go fight this giant?" Because David is from Bethlehem, the area of the sheep, the flock area, where there is a tower called the Migdol Eder, the tower of the flock. So what happened now is this. The Bible says that Joseph and Mary, they gone walking to this little town by the name of Bethlehem, small little town. But 700 years before this event, there was a prophet in the Old Testament. Micah is his name. Micah the prophet stated in chapter 5, Micah stated that in Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you see that? In Bethlehem of Ephrathah, the Messiah was going to be born there. You remember also when the wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the Messiah, King Herod said to them, "What Messiah?" And he said, "I don't know about no Messiah, but if you guys can find him, when you find him, tell me so I can go and worship him also." When the wise men left to go and look for this Messiah Jesus that was born, Herod called his people and asked his priests and asked the Levites and asked those that knew the scriptures, the doctors of the scripture, "What does the Bible says or the Old Testament says about the birth of this new Messiah?" And they said, "Oh yes, the Bible says that the Messiah is going to be born." So they asked, he asked them, "Where will this Messiah be born?" And they said to him, quoting from Micah chapter 5 verse 21. You see, they said to him, well, the Messiah is supposed to be born in Bethlehem. What am I saying is this to you? 700 years before this event even happened, God had prophesied in Micah chapter 5. He had said it and stated, he said, Bethlehem, even though you are the smallest, you are not the most insignificant of all the towns. You see that? He said, because out of you, someone great will emerge. Speaking about the prophet, speaking about the Savior, speaking about the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So Bethlehem is the place where it is prophesied that the Son of God, the Messiah, was going to be born. But Bethlehem also is the place where David took care of his sheep. And Bethlehem also is the place that is called the house of bread, because God is going to send to that little town the bread of life. And the name of the bread of life is called Jesus Christ. But also the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world will be born in that city where David took care of lambs and sheep, where there is a tower to watch out or to look over other sheep and lamb. Now it gets a little more interesting. Because it just happened that since Bethlehem is close to Jerusalem, just walking distance, a little distance, one little town to Jerusalem. In Bethlehem also, the Levites, the people that work in the temple, they had an area around this Migdal, this tower, that they will have it exclusively separated to shepherd or reared up the lamb that belongs to the temple. The lamb that are going to be used, all the lambs that are going to be used for sacrifice in the temple, had to be taken care of and reared up there in Bethlehem at that area that is called Migdal Eder, where that big tower was. It just happened now. Look at this. This shepherd that took care of this big tower, inside that tower or close around that tower, they have a little stable there, and in that stable, they watch over the newborn lambs. And when these newborn lambs are born or birth, they will wrap them in long strips of cloth that they call swaddling cloth. And the reason they wrap them is the same reason that when our babies are born, as they come out of the womb of the mother, the nurses at the hospital will wrap them in special cloth, wrap them as tight as possible to keep the joints together, and at the same time bring warmth, because remember, these new creatures are coming out of a womb, and the womb is warm, and coming out into this new environment, the child cannot bear it immediately. So they usually wrap the child. The same thing they do to these animals. When these sheep has a lamb, they will pull these little lamb out, and immediately they will wrap the lamb. So it's not strange to find in this tower, in the bottom of the tower, in this area, it is never strange to find lots of strips to wrap lambs and keep their joints together and keep them warm. And those strips of cloth are called swaddling cloth, because it swaddles the child or it swaddles the lamb. Notice how God is pulling everything together. Now Mary and Joseph, they are walking, they reach to Bethlehem, but they don't have where to stay. They can't even reach or make it to their fellow kinsmen, their family that live in the area. The place is crowded. You can't find a place to stay. So now, these shepherds also use this tower as a watchtower to look over the flock from far, you know, from on top. They will keep watch in the night over the towers. Over the other side, you have independent shepherd shepherding their flocks also. So you have flocks all over the place. You have little shepherds all over the place. But then you have the Levitical ones, the one that works for the temple, taking good care of the lambs that's supposed to be sacrificed in the temple. And those have to get good care, because those lambs cannot have spots, cannot have wrinkles, cannot have blemishes, cannot have defects, cannot be superfluous, cannot have an extra anything, or they cannot have minus anything. They are perfect lambs. They have to be carefully watched. And they were watched in these towers. Beneath these towers, you have this little stable to take care of these lambs. Mary and Joseph came by. They don't have where to lay their heads. And Mary now is in labor. She can't take it anymore. And for some reason, somebody had her to come in and lie down in the same place, in the same exact place where other lambs are given or coming to birth. So there is Mary and Joseph. And now she's bringing forth a child. And they take the child as the child is born. He's born in the same place where the sheep will bring birth to a brand new lamb. And look at this. The same cloth that they will use to wrap the lamb, that's what they had to use to wrap the little baby Jesus. And the Bible says they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And shepherds from afar, the Bible says, an angel appeared to them and said, go, show yourself over to the Migdol, to that tower, and you're going to find the child wrapped in swaddling clothing and lying in a manger. He says, go and worship him, because today is the day of good news. He said, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. So they left everything, the other shepherds, and run to the tower, run under, and in a little manger, they saw the child Jesus. And how they knew which one was going to be the child Jesus? He was wrapped in the clothing of a lamb. And later on, in John chapter 1, John the Baptist called him the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. The sin of the world. Hey, all of this, God pull it together and bring it to pass, only to take away the sin of the world. And I want you to know that God will orchestrate things in this world for your benefit. And whatever you're going through in this Christmas season, whatever is happening in your life, I want you to know that God knows about it. And long before you could even experience it, God saw it and he orchestrated a redemptive plan for your life. Yes, he's gonna bring it together for your benefit. And whatever you're going through, God have the solution set already in place. Jesus had to be born, and he had to be born in that specific place. And this Bible tells us why. He said, because he will take away the sins of the world. And I'm saying this to you again. Whatever you are going through, God have the solution to fix it for you. And even if it's in a place that's not convenient at the moment, God will turn that inconveniences to your convenient and to your benefit. That's what Christmas is all about. The shepherds came and they saw him and they glorified God and they said, wow, unto us a child is born. And they sang glory to God. And I'm saying to you, you can sing the same glory to God because Christ is here for you. That's Christmas. Until we meet again, leading words, God bless you and Merry, Merry Christmas.